check the forecast, and we're at 88 is the temperature, but with the heat index, it feels like 99, at least according to AccuWeather right now. The real feel, 99 degrees. So definitely bring your water if you're coming downtown. That's where we are, broadcasting dockside. And I'm very pleased to have on the phone with us right now Phil Porter, who's the executive director of Mackinac State Historic Parks. Phil, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you as well.
Hey, it's great to hear from you. Great to hear from you again, Phil. And we were talking about Mackinac Island earlier. Actually, we had Tim High on, who's the executive director of the CVB up there, talking about, you know, the things that you can still do and maybe the things you can't do on Mackinac Island, but certainly inviting tourists to come up and visit regardless. You doing the same thing? State parks, the Mackinac State Park open, fort open now?
We sure are, Caleb. Yeah, of course, Mackinac Island State Park, which is about 85% of the island, is open to the public, and it's really a great place to be in the environment that we're experiencing today, because you can be outside, you can be on your bike, you can be walking, you can be very easily social distanced and still enjoy all that Mackinac has to offer, whether you're out looking at Arch Rock or Sugarloaf or biking around. Now, part of the short road is closed, but part of it's open. You can bike on that. And, of course, Fort Mackinac is open, and we do require our guests to wear masks, but there's a lot of open free space in the fort as well. So there's lots to do and lots to enjoy, and it's still a great place to get away from it all. And if you are watching the boats come in, there's no better place to watch it than from the fort as they come sailing in into the bay.
That would be a cool sight. I have never been up there. Of all the summers I've spent on Mackinac Island, Phil, with the Scout Honor Guard program, I've never been up there for either the Port Huron or Mackinac race when they finish. It's something that maybe I'll have to do one of these days.
Because I think so, Caleb. This is,
a sight to see, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Especially when they come in with their full spinnakers on, and there's a whole bunch of them on the horizon. It's quite colorful and majestic, and it's really a very special sight, one you don't see in many places. So we're real excited when the boats start to make their appearance in the Straits of Mackinac.
When we were talking to Tim, and you alluded to it as well, some of the things to do on Mackinac Island, of course, the biking, and you mentioned the fact that the state park, 85% of the island is state park. I think that, of course, the fudge shops downtown and, going to the Grand Hotel and, all of those businesses and establishments downtown are certainly part of what makes the island unique. But my favorite part of the island is just like what you said, going outdoors, going to see some of the natural beauty, Arch Rock, Sugarloaf, all of those things, Fort Holmes, if someone hasn't spent time on the interior of the island, can you just kind of highlight some of those things that they could expect to see?
Yeah, one of the things I think that people don't always realize is that you can get out of town in about 3 minutes and get away from all those crowds, and within 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, you can be out into the park area, and there's so much to see out there. There's just so much natural beauty with great roads and trails. Again, there's no vehicles, so there's just bicycles and horses and carriages. And, you come to places like Arch Rock and Sugarloaf and some of our caves, and it's just really a very special place to be. There's lots of shops around the world, but there's only one Arch Rock. There's only one Sugarloaf. There's only one Fort Mackinac, and these are really special places for people to enjoy, have fun, but also, get inspired and have a special experience.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Phil. Of course, like I said, the island is a very special place for me. I haven't been up there this year. I haven't made plans to visit. I usually go up there at least once a year. Maybe I'll have to sneak up there because you're really making me homesick for the island right now.
Well, like all scouts that have come here, you kind of fall in love with this place, and you get a relationship, and it's hard not to visit her at least once a year.
Since we mentioned that, of course, we have a couple of Boy Scout and Girl Scout programs here in Port Huron that visit the island once a year. But that has unfortunately been one of the victims of the pandemic, hasn't it, Phil?
Yeah, it sure has. The Scout program dates back to 1929 when Gerald Ford and a few other Scouts came from throughout Michigan, Eagle Scouts, and It's got a long history of great service to Mackinac Island State Park and great experiences for the kids. It just wasn't possible this summer because there's 60 scouts live in that one barracks, most of them in one room, and the opportunity for social distancing and safe occupancy just wasn't possible. So it broke a lot of hearts, including ours, that the program couldn't happen this year, but we will keep the scout barracks in good shape and look forward to having our Boy and Girl Scout troops back next summer.
Yeah, wonderful. I hope that happens. And you're right, probably a very difficult decision, and a lot of entities and organizations are making difficult decisions right now, but I do think that was the right one, Phil. So
it was a tough one, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. So Mackinac Island State Historic Parks, you have the fort on the island. You, of course, have 85% of the land mass on the island, some of those historic buildings downtown. But you also have some property on the mainland, too. So maybe if folks aren't going to the island this year, they could still participate in some socially distant outdoor activities in Mackinac City, right?
Absolutely. We have Colonial Michel Mackinac, which is a wonderful 18th century French and later British village that has been recreated and full of exhibits and interpretive programs. And again, most of it's outside, so you can really enjoy that. On the same property, just a little ways away, is Old Mackinac Point Lighthouse, one of the early lighthouses of the Straits area, and really a beautiful castle-like structure that is very popular with guests. And then about 3 miles down the road, we have historic Mill Creek Discovery Park, where we feature some of the early industrial history of the Straits of Mackinac with our sawmill that's been recreated, and it's a wonderful site as well.
And it's my understanding you're having a birthday celebration this year. Is it a milestone anniversary for the parks?
It sure is. Mackinac Island State Park is the oldest state park in Michigan. It was founded in 1895 when the island was no longer a national park. It had been the country's second national park from 1875 until 1895. When they moved the soldiers out of the fort, they gave the park and the fort over to the state of Michigan, and it immediately became Michigan's first state park, and that was 125 years ago. So we have a lot of special events around the fact that it's our 125th anniversary, and we're just trying to celebrate, even though it's kind of a tough summer to do so, but it's still a worthy cause to share with the public about their first state park in Michigan.
Absolutely. The island constantly changes. I mean, I mentioned that I try to get up there about once a year, and there's always something new, always something different. But what I love about the state park is that you can always count on preserving the historic aspect of the island with Mackinac State Historic Park. No matter what happens downtown, you can always count on there being a fort and some of the historic buildings, and you guys take care of that and keep telling the story of Mackinac.
Yep. That's what we do, and you know, we're very, very proud to be able to do that because Mackinac is such an important place to Michiganders, and our mission is to protect the natural and historical wonders so that people generation after generation can come and experience this unique place.
Someone's interested, if we interested them in any of the activities, whether they're on the island or on the mainland, Phil, where do they need to go to learn more?
All the information is at MackinawParks.com. That's one word, Mackinac, with a C on the end, Parks, MackinawParks.com. And everything is on there from the hours of our sites. We have lots of online information for those who can't travel this summer. There's a lot of explore-at-home opportunities. So a little bit of everything and lots of information, and we hope it'll inspire people to come and visit us.
Well, say hi to everyone up there for me, Phil, and at some point I'll see you down the road. Do keep up the good work on Mackinac Island, and thanks for sharing a few minutes with us on WBHA.
You're welcome, Caleb. I look forward to seeing you soon.
That's Phil Porter. He's the executive director of Mackinac State Historic Parks there on Mackinac Island, as well as sites on the mainland as well.